The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that. I was at the theater last night. I know, duh. And there were cops all over every place. I mean, literally, there was just literally like 30 or 40 cops in one, you know, in one very small area, and which always sort of makes you go, oh my goodness, what's happened? So I finally, and sometimes, I don't know about large groups of police officers, usually, you know, if there's one, they usually talk to you. But if there's a group, there's sort of the group mentality of, you know, we're not talking to civilians. So, it's always a little tricky to sort of, but I was curious, I wanted to know what was going on, because this was a huge physical presence. And I said, first of all, the cops look like a large part of them were very young. And my guess is that there were some in the auxiliary that were sort of hauled in or graduates or cadets or things of the sort, because they're very young. I know it's a sign of aging when you think your doctor is in kindergarten, but this was unusually young kids. And I said, what's going on? I said, protests. And, you know, it occurred to me that one of the reasons that, and there were a huge sort of sympathy protests in Union Square yesterday about Baltimore and that heartbreaking picture of the baseball stadium with nobody in it. I mean, that just broke my heart. I mean, it's symbolic, obviously, and the Orioles sort of slammed out 6 runs in the first inning. They won 8-2, but still, there's something just so sad about that. But one of the things that happens here is that nobody messes around. That they don't wait to see. It's kind of, okay, we're here, don't mess around. And I think it is, you know, I mean, it's sad to a certain extent that we live in a society, and you have to remember that this city has been under siege a lot in the last, you know, the last 15 years. So we're sort of getting used to the idea of we still have armed guards in Penn Station and Times Square and things of that sort. But there is that sense that don't mess around. And in some ways it's a little chilling because it's become so much a part of our life. But in some ways I think it is a clear deterrent. I mean, how stupid would you be when you've got 35 cops standing in one particular place, and they're looking serious. They're not on their phones. They're not on horse. I mean, this is serious stuff. But it occurred to me that there is that situation that says we're not going to wait till there's a problem to show a presence. So, and the good news about Baltimore today, if you've been reading about it, is that a lot of people went out. One of the things that I didn't realize is that something like 84% of the school kids in Baltimore are getting free lunches, and so school was called off. And so the city really rallied to make sure the kids got lunches, which I thought was terrific. And there is something about situations like this that I think does bring a community together. And people were out cleaning up, especially very young kids. Of course, if the kids aren't in school, I guess, but giving them something productive to do and making them feel that they're part of the city and that the city is, you know, that the nonsense that goes on, you know, that breaking a window makes a lot of noise, but it really only takes one brick. To put the window back together, to clean up the mess, to call the glazier, to take the old window out, to put the new window in, to make sure that it's puttied right, to clean, that takes a lot of work. Destroying things is not particularly difficult. Recreating them and cleaning up after it is much more of an issue, and I think people were doing it. So, God bless Baltimore. And I think one of the things I was going to ask is about, although we've talked about it a little bit, because this is not the first incident in the last couple of months, about a clear indication that race relations are not what we'd like them to be in this country. And that, I mean, the statistic that one out of every three African-American men can expect to be incarcerated at some point in his life is horrifying. I mean, think about that. Think about that. The odds are one in three. And it becomes part of the accepted community. I was talking with somebody about, for reasons that I can't even begin to recreate. We're talking about drug dealers. I don't even remember what the conversation was. And somebody was saying, oh, you're in Rikers. Oh, I know what they were talking about. They were actually talking about Siberia. And I don't know if it was in response to Dr. Zhivago on Broadway, which is kind of a Siberian experience. But the idea being, if you've been, in the gulags, that a year in Rikers is kind of like a vacation. And the idea that if you sort of teach people that prison, that being locked up, that being caged like an animal is something that they can expect to do, that's a horrifying kind of way of treating another human being. So, I'm tempted to put up, what do you think we could do about race relations in this country? And I'm not sure I'm not going to. I just haven't figured out a way to sort of make it so people don't say, can't we all just get along together, which, of course, is the point. I think the idea of having body cams on police officers is getting more and more traction. And if I were a police officer, I'd want that, too, I think. Manny and I were talking yesterday about the idea that most police officers are stand-up kind of human beings, and they go into it for the right reasons, and they really do take seriously to serve and protect. But there is also that sense that we don't, we don't rat out our own. So that I've had police officers in therapy with me, I've had their families in therapy, I've known some, and there is that sense that even if we see somebody doing something wrong, we're not going to do it, but we're not going to censure them, we're not going to say anything to them about it, and we're not going to rat them out. And unfortunately, I think until people are willing to say, this is not okay, that you're going to have that, even though we know that most police officers are moral, upright human beings, but as long as they're covering for somebody else, and I guess part of that, and I'm still ambivalent about it, because I'm from the generation that was taught you don't tattle, right? That's the worst than doing anything is tattling on somebody. But I also went to a college to a university where you had to actually sign at the end of on your blue book every time you took an exam, I have neither given nor received aid on this exam, nor seen anybody doing either. So it was, not only did you have to attest that you had neither given nor received aid, but that you hadn't observed anybody else doing it either, which meant there were cases where people signed the blue book and it was found out later that they had actually seen somebody else cheat, and they got expelled. They didn't cheat. They saw somebody else who cheated, and they didn't do anything about it. I've always felt, to be quite honest, a little ambivalent about that, just because, as I said, I grew up in the culture that says that you don't rat somebody out. But if you don't rat somebody out, like you say, that evil persists when good people do nothing. And good people doing nothing, even if they're your sister or your brother. I mean, I remember, do you remember when Martin Sheen's son, when Charlie got arrested for drug usage, and Martin turned him in? And there was this huge outcry, and Martin's response was, I could either keep quiet, or I could save his life. And, there is that kind of notion that doing the right thing means sometimes that you're doing things that are a bit unpalatable, like turning somebody else in. But although it also reminds me, you can hear me going back and forth, right? That when I lived in San Francisco and I was on the air, that I had this option on my phones when people would call me that they could vote, right? So that was very helpful. So if you called one number, you were saying yes, and if you called another number, you were saying no. And we weren't charging for it. That was before American Idol. So I asked if you knew that you'd never get caught, would you cheat on your income tax? And 75% of people said that they would. And I said, would you turn someone else, if you knew your neighbor was cheating and you could be anonymous, would you turn them in? And the answer is 95% of people would, or 92%. Think about it. I'll cheat, but nobody else can. Or I'll turn you in. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Today is Adopt a Shelter Pet Day, which I absolutely agree with. I think it's a great idea. There are enough pets around, and you can get some really lovely ones there. And the process itself has gotten very sophisticated. You can go online and see what little animals are there, and then you can go and visit them, and you can take them home on a trial basis. And there's a procedure you now have to fill out where to make sure that that not only is the pet appropriate for you, but you're appropriate for the pet. It's a great system. I told a story before. I have a friend who got a dog, unfortunately, from a puppy mill, and the dog succumbed, didn't last very, very long. And so he went back to the breeder, who said, oh, I'll give you half price on the other dog. And the dog was wildly expensive, several thousand dollars. And I was outraged. I was outraged, first of all, that he went to a puppy farm, and second of all, that when the animal had died within a couple of, like, 6 weeks after my friend got him, that there was, that obviously there was a problem, and they should have just replaced the animal. And I said, why are you doing that? Let's go to a shelter. And he actually ended up doing a shelter dog, but it's an enormously complicated kind of high-tech process, and then you get to see little puppies, and I can't do it because I just fall in love with all of them. So it's also National Honesty Day, no lie, Oatmeal Cookie Day, and International Jazz Day. So I suppose what you can do is be honest about getting a pet, get yourself an oatmeal cookie, and listen to jazz on your iPod. There, you're done. And today, supposedly, was the day, again, these things, the farther back they go, the more I'm skeptical, that Spain gave Christopher Columbus his commission of exploration. So I guess there was only one day a year that I could tell the joke of. Trevor, did you know that Christopher Columbus had four ships?
I did know that, I think.
No, you know about the three. You knew about the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. The fourth one fell off the edge. yeah, sorry, joke, bad.
That's pretty good.
And there, thank you. On the balcony of Federal Hall on Wall Street on this day, George Washington took the oath of office to become the first elected president of the United States in 1789. I don't know why April 30th. I have no idea. But I believe. Louisiana Purchase, $15 million, more than doubling the size of the nation. We bought Louisiana from the Louisiana Purchase from France. $15 million, pretty good deal. 1803. In 1900, Hawaii became a territory with Sanford B. Dole, sound familiar, like Dole Pineapple, as governor on April 30th. On 1939, NBC inaugurates its regularly scheduled television services in New York City, broadcasting FDR's New York World Fair opening day ceremonial address. There you go. And in 1995, Bill Clinton became the first president to visit Northern Ireland. So there you go. All right, so we've been talking, Brian Williams has sort of, there was more information that came up this week about more investigation and whether or not Brian Williams is ever going to be able to come back to NBC. And I think the answer, the sort of smart money is saying not going to happen, that his credibility has really been damaged. In fact, New York Magazine did this huge article that talked about the whole concept of anchor, of the news anchor, and that saying it was sort of, because in Britain they call them news readers. they don't even mess around that they have any say-so or they've done any reporting. They're just the readers. And here we have the notion, excuse me, that the people are reporters. And I think part of it is Brian Williams got caught up in the kind of ambiguity and the expectation that that somebody who's reading the news, which basically the requirement for reading the news is that you're attractive, right? If you think about it. And the job of being a reporter, if you're on camera, it doesn't hurt if you're eye candy, but it's basically you have completely different skills. I mean, you ask questions and you ferret out stories and sources, and you're knowledgeable about the area. There's really essentially no overlap. But because the money has always been in the anchor position, that you get promoted to your level of if not incompetence, at least to where the money is. And so it did this whole sort of dissection of the fact of blurring the distinction between news and entertainment, which had been going on for a long period of time. But the idea being, among other things, so that first of all, deconstructing the notion of the anchor person. Second of all, that it has been, with very few exceptions, the preserve of white males. Not necessarily Americans. Peter Jennings was Canadian. But basically what they needed to do was look good rather than necessarily be particularly knowledgeable about the news at all. And added to that, I mean, the Brian Williams issue and the blurring of entertainment versus news and objectivity, and they're saying that, the most successful franchise in terms of news is 60 Minutes in terms of bringing the most money and longevity, and it doesn't have one anchor, right? It has basically reporters, so they don't even have that anchor position anymore. There's nobody that really anchors 60 Minutes, that in fact it's different segments. And so they're saying that that may be the future, but there, that also the broadcast news has lost huge amount of viewership and listenership. So we just asked the Facebook question. I think we asked, and this isn't really exclusively about Brian Williams, because I think that's kind of kicking a guy when he's down. I think the likelihood of him coming back, I think he'll have a career at doing something, but I don't think it's going to be an NBC News anchor. I just think that once a year, the sort of object of jokes at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I think you're done. So the question is, where and how do you get your news after Brian Williams? Trevor, where do you get your news?
I listen to, you know, news here at the radio station and also kind of national public radio. I myself used to be a reporter, so when I find something that really piques my interest, I kind of try and, you know, chase the story down to its origins and maybe...
Where were you a reporter?
I used to work out in a weekly paper in Western Montana.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So that was kind of fun. But, you know, I still have that kind of journalistic drive. Exactly. So I try to, go find who the reporter was maybe looking to for the story. Something really gets my interest, so.
Well, you hear, I mean, I worked on high school and college papers and did reporting, basically, I mean, covered news stories and worked on a news magazine on radio and a little bit on television. But I have the same kind of thing in sort of my dissecting science stories of saying, you know, you have to read beyond the obvious to figure out what's going on here. Yeah, I mean, I think as I read newspapers, I do internet, and I listen to the broadcast basically, you know, when I'm on the air. So I get a lot of my news from my colleagues, you know, what the news is of the day. All right, 855-993-7569. If there's something going on in your life that is not newsworthy but is call-worthy, give me a holler, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking about where you get your news source, and that it's not a trivial question, because where you get your news, in theory, is where you're going to get your information, how you're going to form your ideas, who you might vote for, what your perspective is going to be, whom you trust, what sponsors, what products you buy. I mean, it's going to determine a lot. And what we know is that fewer and fewer people are listening to even the big four, certainly the big three. 15 years ago, that the big three covered, I think, 98% of the population, and at any particular time, that 90-some percentage of the population was watching one of those three channels. Now, I think it's under 50%. So, I'm not saying, think about your business dropping off by 50%. I mean, it's huge. And most people are not watching the news anymore, and where people are getting their information. One of the things you mentioned, Trevor, is that your friends are getting their news from Facebook.
Yes, it seems more and more common that people are just kind of letting things trickle in via Facebook and just kind of, oh, did you see this on Facebook? Did you see that on Facebook? Kind of interesting.
Which is somebody else's opinion and somebody else's notion, not to mention it may or may not be accurate.
Exactly. Heard.
I mean, it's one thing to get, you know, to get a text to, like, my phone is set up so I get CNN alerts, right? Or ESPN alerts, or but that's something from a news organization. That's from Aunt Matilda.
Exactly.
And it may be your Aunt Matilda's Aunt Matilda, Aunt Matilda. I mean, who knows where it came from?
Yep.
Wow. It's like gossip. It's like
that's exactly
we
like
played
gossip
in elementary school, just whispering to somebody's ear. Not to mention, I don't know about your phone, but my phone self-corrects to the extent, and it, so it's always sort of changing words. And occasionally, the letter that it's changed changes the complete meaning of what it meant.
Oh, yes. Yep.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yep.
I don't know how it's that smart to be able to take whatever my meaning is and completely distort it. It's amazing.
Exactly.
All right. So let's hear where else people are getting their information.
I have someone who is just kind of offering up a comment. Margaret is saying she never watched Brian Williams. His views were slanted. I want to hear the factual news, not an anchor's biased opinion.
So where did she go for factual news?
She didn't say.
She doesn't say. Aunt Matilda.
Exactly.
What is Aunt Matilda?
All right. Tony, though, says, I rely on several sources for local and world news. Never watched Williams or any other network news shows.
Say that again.
Okay, I rely on several sources for local and world news.
Okay.
Never watched Williams or any other network news shows. So diversify, I guess.
Well, so several news, so it doesn't say what the several is. That's
yeah,
what confused me.
Yeah, exactly.
So several other than Bry or any other network news. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Al Jazeera, BBC. A lot of people, listen, if I are going to watch news, you need to know what, as I said, you hold your friends close and your enemies closer. You need to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going.
Ann says, NYTWAPO, some TV local newspapers. Sounds like it must be local kind of syndicate.
What is it?
NYT. I guess I'm not. Oh, New York Times. New York Times.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Washington Post, and then some TV local news. Gotcha.
And what?
Washington Post and some TV local newspapers.
Okay. Well, clearly, I mean, I'm not sure that anybody would view those as necessarily objective, but at least they're covering, I guess, different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're not even looking at who determines what stories are not only covered, but what stories lead. And the joke was, when I was in California, and I was much more associated with news than I am here, is if it bleeds, it leads. And if you can pet it, get it. And there's clearly a bias about, because they would look at what stories got the most viewership. If it bleeds, it leads.
Yep, exactly.
Which gives us a completely distorted view of the world. Because we're assuming that this is happening all the time. I'll tell you one of my two really upsetting news stories. One is when I worked in San Francisco, we didn't have a news person, so I would just cover the news at night, and it was rip and read. It would just go down next door to the TV station, take the AP and the UPI, and just, you know, take the teletype and to make sure that there wasn't anything going on that I need to know about. And in one night I went down to rip and read, and both of them reported a story of a major, of a six-alarm fire across the street where I was working. I mean, I just knew the address. So I did the obvious thing. I opened the door and looked out. There was no fire. There was nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, I mean, this was just one of those weird situations where the story at that moment said, there's a fire going on here. There was no fire. And there was never a retraction about it. It was just completely wrong. If I hadn't opened the door, I mean, I would never have reported the story without opening the door. But I'm one of those people who needs two or three sort of references before I report anything. So that was number one. There was never retraction. There was never anything else. There was never why, you know, a misprint in the address or nothing. There was just six-alarm fire was not there. I'm just trying to remember what the other story I was going to tell you was about the news. I'll think of it in a minute. But, I mean, the point being that that it matters who thinks the story is important and what the story is and how accurate it is. And, I mean, my own experience with it was during the blackout right after September 11th, that I think it was November, and I was on the air for like 36 hours, and they were saying it was a terrorist attack. And I said, I'm not going to report it as that until, and it turned out not to have been, I'm not going to do it until I get two non-affiliated sources that will confirm it. And I wouldn't do it. And I was one of the few people, and they said, well, no, you have to say it is. And I said, there's no indication that that's what's going on. But there is kind of a rush to judgment. There is a rush to cover it first. And, of course, I mean, you could say, well, I have an easier job because I'm not primarily news, which is absolutely the case. But still, being careful what you tell people, because once it's out there, it's out there. And retractions, as you hear from the fire story, are seldom printed. Nobody pays much attention to them. And your credibility, not to mention people behave based on what they believe to be true. Okay. Oh, I know what the other story was. I was in San Francisco during the earthquake. I know, I'm a Typhoid Mary. What you should do is check what my travel schedule is and make sure you're never in the same city I am. Because it's one of those things that just happens. And I watched the coverage because I was down at the shelter, sort of just dealing with people because I was on book tour and they wanted to send me to a spa. And I said, no, this is the city I lived in and loved and I need to be there to help. And so I was in San Francisco running the shelters for a couple of days. And at night I'd be exhausted and go back and they'd show the same footage over and over again. The same thing happened with September 11th. They would show the same footage over and over and over again. And without saying that it was old footage. So you'd think if you weren't paying much attention, and people were very emotional and very bleary-eyed and tired and upset, so you're not paying a whole lot of attention that you might ordinarily pay. But it was the same picture over and over and over again, and the event wasn't happening over and over again. It only happened once. And that kind of thing, and so I kept saying to people, turn off the television. And I'll even tell people, hopefully not during my program, but to turn off the radio, that if what you're hearing is upsetting you and there's nothing you can do about it, don't listen to it. Why would you do that to yourself? So, all right, keep going.
Okay, Sue Lynn says, I love, love, love Lester Holt. Sorry, but I don't miss Brian Williams. Lester is much more real. I hope NBC keeps him in that slot.
Yeah, there is some question about that because he's the first sort of single anchor African-American.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right, finally we have Connie with...
And his ratings, the interesting thing is his ratings aren't quite as good as Brian Williams, but everybody expected a catastrophic drop-off because Brian Williams was fairly well-known as he was one kind of the superstars, and mm-hmm. and there has been a little bit of deterioration, but not much.
Well, that's good.
Thank yeah, you. That says something.
Yeah. Okay, finally, Connie says, I watch RT, Watching the Hawks, Tom Hartman, Democracy Now!, Chris Hayes on MSNBC. That is where I always get my news and some local news on 4.
Okay. But again, I mean, it would seem to me one of the things that all of us should do just out of either academic curiosity or academic credibility is watch the people with whom we don't agree. Because we need to hear what the opposite side is. We don't have to agree with it. But to not know it is a huge disadvantage on a whole bunch of different levels. It means that you're completely unaware of what other people are thinking. And it does tend to promote this notion of separatism that I think is, whether we're talking about Baltimore, we're talking about an election, we're talking about the Congress, we're talking about a budget, that notion that somehow it's my way or the highway is not consistent with democracy. It's really not. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We're asking where you get your news after Brian Williams. And really, it's not the Brian Williams situation, I think, just highlighted, as we were talking about before, the fact that network news has fewer viewership than ever before in the history of network news, that the whole notion of news anchor was kind of a made-up fantasy, that because it implied that news anchors were really reporters when they really weren't. And then the credibility issues, not to mention the idea that news in theory in the old days was objective, and I'm not sure it ever was, but at least it gave more of an indication of being objective as opposed to slanting or supporting a particular standpoint of that particular network. So as I know that that Trevor already knew this, but that there was a study that was done about 2 years ago, I think, that said that something like a huge percentage, like nearly, I think it was 67% or something, which is two-thirds, obviously, of people under the age of 40 got their news from The Daily Show, which, of course, is not a news organization. It's entertainment. It's satire. So, 855-993-7569. Louise, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Louise? Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good, Louise. How are you?
I'm fine. I talked to you a week or two ago about David Letterman, but now I want to give a comment, if I could, about the grandmother that called a while ago for her grandchildren having to be bribed, I guess, to just tell her hi. I missed something in the whole story, and I couldn't believe you didn't ask the same question. How often does she see those children? Mine just knock me down when I see them. They're so happy to see me. I mean, I'm just wondering if she didn't see them very often, or, you know,
I believe she said sort of on a weekly basis. I'm trying to remember exactly. It's a good question.
Every day.
Pardon?
I mean, I see mine every day, and then they still scream and come running when they see me.
Wow. How old are your grandchildren?
6, 5, and 18 months.
Okay, well, these are still pretty young kids. Go ahead.
I just didn't understand, you know, why there was a problem there. All children want from anyone they love is their time.
Well, look, Louise, I think they're different kids, as you know, because you've got three different kids. And they have different personalities. Your relationship with either your son or your daughter are going to vary a little bit. If you have more than one kid, you very likely have different relationships, not only with the parents, but with the kids. Grandparents have different personalities. If your husband's still around, the kids may have different relationship with him that they do with you. So there are all sorts of variables within the context of being a grandparent. And, you know, that they're grandparents who are kind of the Grandma Moses kind, who have a wonderful plump lap and a rocking chair and always a cookie at the ready and a sympathetic, you know, a sympathetic ear. And then there are grandparents who are sort of more what I would call the anti-MAME or the anti-MAME kind of grandparent, who are always going off and taking kids places and doing fun things, but are much less likely, you know, they're much more likely to be the grandparents that stand up straight. You know, that dress is inappropriate. Let's go buy you something else. So there are, you know, different styles and different personalities. And it sounds like you have a great relationship with your grandkids, although they're very young. But and that may change a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it'll change as soon as puberty and middle school and everything keeps saying. They won't even know me.
You've got three kids. You've got three grandkids. And so one of them may be, you know, your lifelong friend. One of them may sort of be a little standoffish, and one may be somebody in the middle, just because, and it varies with age and with personality and with sex and with experience and all sorts of things. But so I think they're just very different styles. I had three sets of grandparents, which is pretty unusual. And you know, I was very, very close to one of my grandmothers. And not only was I close to her, but she was close to me, which, of course, helped a lot. And one of my grandmothers I thought was great, but I just didn't know her. And one lived fairly far away, so I seldom saw her. I thought she was gorgeous, but I just didn't know her very well. And I don't think she had much interest. She was my step-grandmother, actually. And I don't think she had much interest in any of us. I had an aunt that was my grandmother's sister, and she never married, and she was more the anti-MAME kind of grandmother, even though she wasn't a grandmother, but she was an auntie MAME, and she was very theatrical, and I adored her. And she would have us try. She used to give elocution lessons, believe it or not. And she had these fantastic clothes. I mean, and shawls, and I mean, she was just, as opposed to my grandmother that I adored, was kind of the little frumpy. She was, I thought she was adorable, but no one was ever going to put her in a beauty contest. And here was her sister, who was this glamorous, you know, with the shawls and the veils and whatever. And so, you know, within a family, you can get a huge amount of variation about personality and how kids relate to them and whatever. So, but hopefully you'll continue to have this lovely relationship with all your little munchkins, and you'll never have to bribe them. But don't be surprised if at some point, you know, they're in the back of your head, you can think, wow, they're, and bribery can come in all sorts of ways. It could be, you know, I'll take you out for lunch. I mean, one of the reasons I adored my grandmother is that I'm from a large family, and there were very few times where I got a one-on-one with any adult. But my grandmother, every year on my birthday, would take me out shopping to May DNF, and then she would take me to the Blue Parrot for lunch. And when you ate all of your food at the Blue Parrot, you got to go into the treasure chest and pick out a treasure. And then, I mean, this was like 400 years ago, and I remember every thing she bought me, and every gift I got from the treasure chest, and the parrot, and the pirate. I mean, it was because it was one-on-one time. So, and that can be its own form of bribery. Not necessarily bad.
I totally agree, and that's why I try to spend every minute I can with mine now, because I know at some point in their young life, they will, their friends will come first, and, you know, a lot of other different things. I expect that.
Well, that's great. It sounds like you have either a son or a daughter, or a daughter-in-law or son-in-law, who are very supportive of that as well, which is great.
Well, I wouldn't go there, but...
Well, because
sometimes you feel like you're being used, but I don't mind.
Well, but again, you get to be the permanent unpaid babysitter. Woo-wee!
That's right.
But
that's
as you point out, that they, I mean, look, the other side of the coin is people who would not give you access, so you wouldn't know the kids as well, and you wouldn't have as much fun with them, and you may be the one that they get to, you know, that they get to stay up later, or that they get to watch more television, or that you make the best chocolate chip cookies. I'm coming to your house. I decided.
We don't get to do those kind of things. They hold strict rules as to what grandma can do, but anyhow. I don't want to take up any more of your time. I just... to me, if you're not enjoying your grandchildren, you're missing them, one of the most wonderful things in your life.
Amen. Louise, good on you. I'll eat your chocolate chip cookies. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss the show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station,
U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.